we are in the Christmas spirit around here, that's for sure. Matter of fact, we're ringing the bell. I have my own official Salvation Army bell that they've been able to let me ring since I've been the head of the Christmas campaign now for a number of years. And we're always excited to be able to get the weekly update from the Major. We have Major Jeff Kroll with us from the Salvation Army. Major, happy Monday to you.
Well, thank you. Happy Monday to you, too.
Yeah, well, we're trying to fill up all of those bell-ringing spots, and I know that's always a challenge in any year, but in particular this year, that's a tough one. But kind of bring us up to date on where we are as far as, you know, from a dollar and cent standpoint. Are you starting to see some folks ringing the bell and making some donations?
Well, yeah, for what we have out there, I think the folks are doing real well. We just don't have all our spots filled. The last solid number I have is for the 26th, and we're at around $5,000, and our goal is $97,000, so we are still a ways off.
Wow. Yeah, for those kettles, we've got to get some jingle in the kettles, don't we?
We sure do. We need folks to sign up, and I know a lot of people might be afraid because of COVID to go out and do that, but it's a very safe activity. You stay socially distanced, you're standing by the kettle, it's outside, everyone's wearing masks, so it is possible, but there are other ways to give if people don't want to give in the physical red kettle. We have online kettles where they could give, and it's very easy. They can go to masoncityredkettle.org. And it's completely safe and encrypted and all that good stuff. And you can donate there. You could donate by calling the office, 641-424-4031. And we have lots of openings. I'm guessing almost anything and any place at any time someone would want to ring, odds are it's open. But be flexible. If the spot you love is full, take a different one.
Oh, for sure. And you, again, you can sign up online to do your own ringing. Go to registertoring.com. And that's a real easy sign up. And it really helps you get to where you want to be and know your times, and you're all set to go.
Yeah, Register to Ring is a great system. Once you're signed up, it'll send you a reminder email, and it'll keep you up to date. And it's just the easiest way to do it. For people who aren't that tech savvy, they can still call the office and talk to Mona, and Mona will sign you up. And 424-4031, if you want to call in and sign up, that works too. But Register to Ring is very, very easy.
I noticed too, you even posted up something where people can scan and give that way.
Yes. We have the QR code, and the QR code, it's on our Facebook page. I believe it's on our home web page, and that's another simple way to give. You take a picture of that code with your phone. It sends you right to the place, the secure, encrypted place, where you can give without worrying of anyone getting your details or anything like that. It's all super secure, and all you got to do is take a picture of that QR code.
Are you posting up that code then to it at some of the kettle sites, or how's that working?
Yes, it's actually on the signs at all the kettle sites, along with Apple Pay and Google Pay. So no matter what electronic method that you choose to use, most of them are available.
So if you're out shopping and you go to one of the stores and you think, "Oh, I don't have change. I don't have bills with me." Make sure you check the sign at the kettle for a couple of different opportunities and ways you can give electronically to the local Salvation Army. And if we could talk just a second a little bit about that, the local part of that, Major Jeff, that's important because the dollars raised through this Christmas kettle campaign go to work right here in North Iowa.
100%. Every penny raised stays right here for the work of the Salvation Army in North Iowa. I think a lot of times some people get this idea that there's corporate money or money we get from headquarters, and that's just not true. Every Salvation Army is funded by the community that they exist in. And so it's very important that the community comes out to help us raise the funds we need because of the need in the community that we serve. So, yes, you can rest assured that every penny stays right here in North Iowa.
Got to give a little plug, too. I know this year's distribution of toys and food and so forth is going to be maybe a little more elongated over a week's period of time as opposed to a day or two in the gymnasium. And that's due to the COVID-19 safety situations that have to be looked at. So, again, maybe you could remind people about how to get signed up for that and how that will work.
Like, we're doing distance sign-up. To sign up, you need to call the office, again, 424-4031, and everything's being done through the mail. It's going to look a little bit different for distribution, and doing it through the mail looks a little bit different, but the outcome should be relatively the same. We know that the need is out there. We know that the need is actually increasing, where the ability to meet that need might be is in the middle of decreasing. So we'll be doing that. It'll be safe. It'll be socially distanced. It'll just look a little different than it has in the past.
So have you had a chance to ring the bell a few times yourself in Mason City?
I have, and the people are great. That's what I'm saying is the folks we've had out and the people we've worked with and come across at the various stores so far have been fantastic. That they give from their heart. They're a loving, giving people. We just need to have our spots filled, and that takes volunteers.
Fantastic. Well, let's get on board, people. Register2ring.com or, I know Mona loves getting phone calls out there at 424-4031. That's 424-4031. Or you can give directly. You can mail a check if you'd like to the Salvation Army office in Mason City, or you can go to masoncityredkettle.org and make a safe contribution that way to the local Mason City Salvation Army.
Yes, sir.
Major Jeff, always fun to talk to you on a Monday morning, and we'll be visiting with you throughout this Christmas season to kind of get the update, weekly update. And now as we come out of November and we start to really start, you know, going strong in December, we've got some busy weeks ahead of us.
We sure do. And I would wish that the community would make it so that I'm running crazy, because I love kettle season, and I need to be busier. So we need more kettles, more people out there so I can do some more running.
Well, I'm going to leave you with some music to your ears then, okay?
I love it. Thank you, sir.
Major Jeff, thank you.
Thank you, too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Major Jeff Kroll with us on AM 1300, KGLO.